Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church weekly sermon. This week we are celebrating our seniors. If you would like more information about these weekly podcasts or are interested in other ways to connect, we encourage you to check out our website at asburyfirst.org.
Hello, I'm Bailey Ashton, and throughout my 18 years, I have worked hard and faced challenges. But I have never let that stop me from becoming the person I am today. In school, it was extremely hard. I would always have to work twice as hard as other students. As a student with a disability, I feel I'm a role model for overcoming challenges. Every day, I push myself a little bit more out of my comfort zone and share my ideas with others. As well as myself, that nothing can stop me. I'm graduating with honors and an advanced degree. I'm going to college to be a vet tech. Thanks to my parents that have supported me through my journey and have always told me never to let anything stop me. I work hard every day to showcase not only strong academic skills, but also good character. I push myself every day to be better than I was the day before. I have learned that I can make a difference. With my own experience and overcoming challenges have given me the empathy and understanding to help others. Through my faith, my family, and my friends, I feel I am on a path to success. I wish for all those that feel they are different and might not be able to succeed that they will have the support system like me, because anything is possible if you put your mind to it. You will have many defeats in life, but never let yourself be defeated.
Good morning. My name is Charlie Bohr. It seems surreal that I'm standing here before you all, delivering my senior sermon. I have sat in these pews for many years, watching others do this, and now it's my turn. So here we go. I have always loved the phrase, home is where the heart is. I often hear this phrase and will ask myself, where is my heart today? Well, today, my heart is at Asbury. I have several homes I could say my heart belongs to. My house, our family cottage, my school, but I feel a very special connection with the environment of Asbury. Every week, I walk through the doors of this church, looking forward to singing and listening to the sermons. And not only that, but everyone at the church makes this place a space that I will always love and hold dear to my heart. From a young age, I have been active in the church, going to Bible Beat with Mrs. Paula on Sundays during the service, doing the children's and youth musical, and going to youth group Sunday afternoons. Growing up, I always look forward to game nights, being involved in Pretzel Sunday, and joining youth choir and bells. And who can forget about VBS? One summer at VBS, I became very good friends with a little yellow minion. Not only has Asbury been a place for me to learn more about myself and find who I am, but I have also met people who have changed me for the better. Mrs. Paula taught me that great learners are created at a young age. Mr. Dugan and Mrs. Lamica taught me the value of music and how it can be used to bring together a community. Mike taught me the value of mutual support and love for my peers, and Reverend Katie taught me the power of knowledge and the impact words can have on a person. These people, among many others, have taught me so many valuable lessons that I will carry with me for a lifetime. When I think about the church, the first word that comes to mind is love. Here, we love our neighbors. Here, we strive to include everyone. And here, we work towards a community where love strengthens everyone. This unconditional love is one of the reasons Asbury has become a home to me. Another word that comes to mind when I think about Asbury is inspirational. Not only do I leave Sunday services with feelings of hope and a bright outlook of the week ahead, I also leave inspired by the words said. Asbury has also stretched me to become a more active member of the faith community and has helped to strengthen my devotion to God. To be honest, I don't know what I would do without Asbury. Throughout my college search, so many Asbury First members greeted me every Sunday for an update on this journey. This interest in my future and support truly means the world to me. As I continue forth next year pursuing voice performance at Baldwin Wallace University, I know that these connections I have made will strengthen me and keep me connected back home. To close, I would like to return back to my original idea of home is where the heart is. Going away next year to college, I will learn to adapt in a new environment and a new home. However, I like to think that wherever I go, I leave pieces of my heart along the way so that I will always return to the places which I love and the places which inspire me. To quote Ralph Emerson, a house is made with walls and beams, a home is built with love and dreams. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Claire Clark. I'm a senior at Brighton High School. Wow, I can't believe it's my turn to give a senior sermon. I've watched a lot of these from this pews in this church, and for some reason, I thought I had a lot more time than I actually did. When I was beginning to think about what I'm going to write, I'm going to be candid, I was definitely a little stumped to say the least. So here's what happened. I sat for a few minutes, brainstormed, scratched it, brainstormed some more, scratched it. I may have repeated this process more times than I'm willing to admit. How do you sum up 18 years in one speech? Well, we are going to find out together. For many years, one of my favorite nights of the whole year is the Christmas service at 7 p.m. I can't stay up till midnight, I have to be in my bed by then. But as my family and I walk into the 7 p.m. Christmas Eve service, I can't help but be flooded with nostalgia. I know exactly when each hymn will be sung, who I can expect to see, and it's a comforting feeling to be surrounded by a sense of familiarness that is the Christmas service. You see the college kids home on winter break, a family friend who you keep on saying you're going to find some time to catch up with, and you're reunited with family members. Or maybe you're just hungry for some dessert. All is well as you head in for the service. However, when COVID happened, I was disconnected from that familiarness of the church community. Sure, we were all still there, on screens, but I couldn't help but feel like I was somewhat estranged from the church. For a while, we would stream the online services, but as the pandemic dragged on, it was harder and harder to feel connected. Youth group meetings were a bit different, and the community to which I was connected began to blur out of focus. It felt like I was in the dark. During the Christmas Eve service at the very end, we sing Silent Night, and the church is lit up with nothing but stunning candlelight. You're surrounded by people, you can see someone on either side of you, but the rest are in the darkness. Instead of seeing them, you can feel the community around you. And as a community, you collectively enjoy the serenity that is the end of the Christmas service. Everyone sings together. As with many things, this is a rare feeling. These days, there's lots of reason to question community, what it means to us as individuals, and all the division that causes chasms between us and our community members. Sometimes even your school community can feel a little lost at times. The church taught me that community is around you, even if you can't see them. Church taught me that finding common ground is easier than you think, but doesn't happen if you don't have an open mind. Church taught me about grace. Grace is way harder than it sounds. I mean, sure, we can give some grace here and there, but what I've found is it's truly difficult to master when it really matters. In my life, as I'm on the precipice of adulthood, or at least what feels like the precipice of adulthood, I know that I would certainly like to be afforded a little grace. I know at times I'll make mistakes or I'll get completely and totally lost, who doesn't? And perhaps my view of the community will come a little out of focus. Community will give me the grace again, and I will remember the Christmas Eve service with all the people who you meant to catch up with earlier in the year, a friend who you might want to make amends with. You might be in the dark, but not alone, surrounded by a community I can feel in my roots. I'll light a candle and look around and feel that grace and the warmth that is our community. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light. Radiant beams from thy holy face with the dawn of redeeming grace.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Emily Clark, and I'm a senior at Brighton High School. So it turns out Googling the word church does not help you write a senior sermon. And in fact, even Googling tips for writing a sermon was perhaps the least helpful thing I could do. Because the first tip that came up was read the Bible. And, you know, I'm just stuck on a really good chapter, so don't worry, I'll finish it. And the second tip was be a present and active member of your church community. To which I thought, wow, I'm going to have a really hard time writing this sermon. Because the truth is, I lost touch with my relationship with the church during the pandemic. Like most in the beginning, I tuned in, watched on the live stream. But as we returned to our new normal, I lost contact with the church. A once active member, I no longer sang in the choir, joined youth group, and even barely came in person to church. To be honest, I wasn't even sure if I would give a senior sermon. However, as I sat down to write this, I learned some valuable lessons. Because growing up in this church shaped so much of who I am today. This place has made me kind. It has taught me forgiveness and the importance of an open heart and mind. I am leaving this place better than when I started, and for that, I thank the congregation. Because this is a family that has supported me through a lot. This family supports me regardless if I'm happy or sad, whether I succeed or stumble, or if I'm here in person or not. This community has taught me so many lessons that I will take with me as I move on to my next stages of life. In fact, one year when I was in middle school, I was forced to volunteer at the Dining and Caring Center for a Thanksgiving meal. With a lot of complaining and near rioting, I astonishingly made it into my mom's minivan. As we drove, I remember thinking this was the stupidest thing ever. I was on break and probably wanted to relax, watch TV. As I walked into the Dining and Caring Center, volunteers ran around. I took a seat right at the entrance. My job was signing people in. With more eye rolling, I decided that the least I could do was be friendly to the people coming to receive a warm meal. And after all, my job was simple. Just ask people to sign in. As guests started to arrive, I really thought I had lucked out. But as an older gentleman walked in, things started to change. I said, "Happy Thanksgiving. Please sign your name here." But he just stared at me. Wondering what was happening and getting scared, I looked away. The gentleman leaned in close enough to whisper, and he said, "I can't write my name. Would you please sign me in?" I remember just blinking stunned. Unfortunately, this man wasn't the only one who couldn't write his name. The simple thanks and the smile I could put on someone's face for writing a couple letters was incredible. That situation taught me grace. We need to lead with an open heart because we never know what people are going through. We make snapshot judgments and instead think of how better the world would be with a little more kindness. This church has provided me a platform to take and to give. We give when we can, with time, money, or with a smile, but in the times of need, we can take. It is here where I learn the importance of such lessons, and it's the experience that as I approach the beginning of adulthood, I'm taking these lessons with me as a guide, a GPS to the core values of which I hope to bring on my future journeys. It is not often these days where I feel truly and deeply connected to my lessons and roots. As the uncertainty of change fast approaches, I'll look back on these lessons learned to guide me through my next steps.
Hi, my name is Emma Giordano, and I'm a senior at Pittsford Mennon High School. My faith journey began at Asbury when I was baptized by Dr. Hill, Emily's dad, and my grandpa, Reverend Gary V. Burdick. Interestingly, Reverend Stephen was visiting that Sunday with Emily, so he had participated in it. And years later, when I told him I saw him in the picture of my baptism, he shared that he had forgotten his dress shoes that day and had to wear his father-in-law's shoes, so he literally and figuratively had big shoes to fill. My journey continued throughout my childhood, since my mom had my sister, brother, and I come to church every Sunday, And I mean every Sunday. So Sunday school, the Christmas pageant, and VBS with my mom and Miss Paula. I think I hold the record for the most years as an angel in the Christmas pageant. However, church became something I wanted to do the year my mom was Miss Paula's children's ministry assistant. I would come to church with my mom before the 8:30 service, and I got to be the only kid in the pastor's study to pray with all of the ministers. I loved being with Reverend Susan, Reverend Hardgrave, Mike, and Reverend Stephen. I would stay all morning and do the 8:30 service, Sunday school, and the 11 o'clock service. Even though there are so many activities I participated in over the years that helped me grow, both personally and spiritually, my favorite was the mission trips. I went to New York City and Toronto as a middle schooler, and I went to Washington, D.C. and Kentucky in high school. I especially loved our trip to Kentucky last year. I was in a work group with Mike, Ellie Cady, Scott Karpovich, and Katie Schumacher. And even though we worked so hard to make a concrete walkway for a girl in a wheelchair and to put siding on an elderly woman's house, we had so much fun together. I grew so close with all of their youth group members, as well as other youth groups that were a part of the Appalachia Service Project. So not to disappoint Julie Flynn, I can't leave out the story of how Emma and I would sleep through all of the alarms and loud music in the morning that they blasted to wake us up. Although I made so many great memories on the mission trips, what I will remember most about growing up in Asbury is all the love I felt from everyone here. I always felt loved and special, and that wasn't the case for me at school. My family has so many close friendships with families from the church that have been like second families to me. During the pandemic shutdown, the only people that I saw were my church friends, either on a walk or a Zoom or a campfire or a drive-by birthday party. Without our church family, I don't know how I would have gotten through the pandemic, and through the ups and downs of life, I learned my church family will always be there. When I leave for the University of Delaware this fall, I know that I am not alone. I carry with me all of the memories and love of Asbury, as well as my faith. I know what I've learned at Asbury has influenced me in what I want to do in my life. I plan to major in marketing with a hope that I can work in either the public or private sector to influence our government and businesses to do more good in this world and to influence consumers to make good choices that benefit all people, communities, and the environment. Thank you to all of you, especially my family, who have been a big part of my faith journey. As I start this new chapter in my life, I know that I will always have a place here at Asbury, and I'm forever grateful.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Sean Mahan, and I am in 12th grade at Brighton High School. Asbury is a very important place to me. My parents got married here, and I was baptized here. Some of my favorite memories are all the musicals, church carnivals, youth caroling, being the youth choir and bells, youth parties, going up for children's time, greeting, listening to the hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, and of course, all the scripture readings. Even though I have autism and my brain works differently, it didn't stop any of you from believing in me. Mike was so nice and made sure I was included in all the youth activities. Dugan and Carol Lamica helped me become a better performer in the musicals and youth choir. Timothy has become a special friend and knew I would be able to do the scripture readings. Kathy spent time with me on Thursdays watching Bluey and doing puzzles in between laundry loads at church. I love when Susan says a special prayer for me when I take communion. Stephen and Emily have shown me so much kindness and understanding. To all my youth friends, thank you for being so nice to me and including me when I didn't know how to join the group. And I can't forget about Paula. She has taught me how to cook, sing, play games, and what it means to love God and love our neighbors. She has been a second mom to me and has loved me no matter what. After high school, I will be in a program where I will learn skills. I need to have a job and live in my own house. I might work at Wegmans or at a coffee shop because I want to live my best life by helping others. To my whole Asbury family, thank you for teaching me about God's love. I feel God's love deep in my heart, and I want to spread that love, the same love you have given me all these years. You have shown me that I can do anything, and I will take your love with me when I go out into this world. I will always remember the smiles, hugs, kind words, and love from the people who love God. About a month ago, my dad was dropping me off at school, and when I was getting out of the car, I told him I was off to spread joy to the world. You are where I can do that. You bring me joy, so thank you, and I love you all.
I don't know how I'm supposed to follow after that, but, but good morning. My name's Emma, and I'm also a senior at Brighton High School. As some of you may know, I work at the nursery upstairs every Sunday morning and most Wednesday evenings. I have also volunteered during Vacation Bible School, Bible Beat, and Children's Moment. I also work at Rich Beginnings Child Care Center every weekday after school, and I'm a regular babysitter for multiple families, many of which I met through church. As you can tell, I love to surround myself with tiny humans, despite the snotty noses, dirty diapers, and getting blocks thrown at me. My family moved to from Albion to Brighton when I was in seventh grade, and let me tell you, that was tough. Middle school is hard enough, let alone being the new girl at a new school. It was rough. But one thing I can say with full confidence is that I wouldn't have gotten through it without my faith and church family. Some of the strongest friendships I have today I made at church. Church became a safe haven for me during my transition to Brighton and throughout middle school because it provided a welcoming and supportive community where I felt unconditionally accepted and valued. It's a place where I can truly be myself, explore my faith, ask questions without being judged, and find guidance from trusted adults. Asbury has provided me with a sense of belonging and has helped me through find my purpose. I've been fortunate enough to be able to participate in mission trips to Kentucky, Toronto, and Washington, D.C., and I've engaged in acts of service that have benefited our local community, such as working in the Rochester City Gardens and serving food to those less fortunate than I. Through these experiences, Asbury has provided me with a positive and wholesome environment that encouraged my growth, spiritually, emotionally, and socially. My hope is that I can support the growth of younger children in ways that I have been supported. I value all the children I care for as important members of our church community. Through genuine love, nurturance, and support, I hope to contribute in small ways to their development and some sense of belonging here at Asbury. I try my best to role model for them, as so many adults here have for me, in strong faith in a foundation of Christian values that will guide them throughout their lives. Most importantly, I give the children the unconditional love, kindness and respect that was given to me when I first moved here and needed it the most. I try to live with Jesus as my example. Jesus recognized the value and importance of children and welcomed them into his presence. Jesus saw children as precious and worthy of his attention and care. And he set examples for others, like myself, to follow in loving and serving children. As noted in Matthew chapter 19, verse 14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." For me, my church family at Asbury has been there through thick and thin. My church friends have seen me at my worst and my best. We're a community of believers who share a common faith and purpose. In times of joy and celebration, we rejoice together. And in times of sadness and hardship, we provide comfort and support one another. I strive to provide the children I teach with a safe place and second family they always know they can count on. I used to find myself looking forward to Sunday mornings, and I hope that they feel the same. I pray that the children I care for will one day share the unconditional love and kindness given to them with the younger generation, and maybe even unknowingly help someone through a difficult time, like when I was supported when I first moved here. I want to thank Asbury and the community for shaping me into the person I am today. Thank you for being the shoulder to cry on and the friend to laugh with. Thank you for lifting me up and grounding me. Thank you for being my second family. Thank you for giving me purpose. Next year, I will be attending St. Bonaventure University, go Bonnies, to study early childhood and special education. I will continue to love and serve children throughout my future. I can't wait to make a difference in this world, one tiny human at a time.
This is slightly intimidating. All right, my name is QP, as you can see on the screen quite nicely. And fun fact, I actually do have a real name, Quentin. I mean, yeah. All right, the story of my faith begins on Christmas Eve, 1989. Yes, I know, I look really well for being over 40. Back then, the bell choir would sit up in the balcony, meaning that parishioners could clearly see the little nuances of how it worked, or in this case, how it didn't. That night, the bells were noticeably off tempo. As the performance went on, the director got more and more frustrating, motioning more and more furiously until it looked like he was attacking the air. Meanwhile, two teenagers sat directly behind him, trying their best not to laugh. These boys were Stephen Pruitt and Chris Parks. Stephen was a regular at the church, attending youth group diligently. My father, while not a member of any church, couldn't help but feel that if he would ever join one, a United Methodist church might be the place to go. That thought would stick to him all the way through college, when he wanted to get baptized in order to marry Mom. Funnily enough, Stephen was the one who introduced them. After said baptism, time passed again, during which Dad and Mom added two rambunctious boys to the family, Gavin and myself. If you ask me, I don't get why they didn't stop after one. As I got into my teens, my parents looked back and remembered what Stephen had told them about Asbury's youth group, and decided that it would be a good idea that I at least tried it out. I was originally reluctant, thinking it would be a rather stingy affair, but they promised that if I didn't like it for the first time, I wouldn't have to go back again. About a half an hour later, I was being pushed into a wall of toilet paper on an office swivel chair. I remember distinctly thinking to myself, you know, I don't think this place is going to be that bad. Needless to say, the church, and especially the youth group, have played a massive role in my life, providing me a space where I can meet with people who are genuinely seeking to connect on a deep level and lend a hand when you need it most. And to be honest, I think that's what it's all about. I mean, from all the little mundane moments we spend with each other, from the toilet paper to the you know, less than superb bell choir. To that time, a bird flew into the windshield of our van on our first day on our mission trip. Sorry, bird. It's all about that. Jesus said, "For when there are two or three gathered together in my name, I am there among them." Look to your left. Look to your right. Cha-cha real smooth. But seriously, seriously, look at each other. Look each other in the face, and what you will see is the face of God. I think that's about it.
Okay, last one. Good morning, everyone. My name is Sophie, and I'm a senior at Mercy High School. Asbury has been a major part of my life for 17 years. I've grown up at Asbury. I was baptized here, then my sister was baptized here. I've been in the Christmas pageant for 7 years, confirmed here, and participated in various youth group trips and activities. But most importantly, I've gained so many friendships here. Asbury is more than a church, it's a community. And I'll be the first to admit that life gets busy and you won't find me here every Sunday, but when I do come, I always have a sense of welcomeness here and that I belong here. I think my first memory of Asbury is my sister's baptism when I was 5 years old. I remember I wore this really poofy pink dress with roses on it and my whole family was here. I remember walking up the stairs and trying to blow out all the candles, so my dad had to pick me up and hold me. After that, I went upstairs and ate animal crackers and colored on the dining mats for the Dining and Caring Center with my cousin. And then there was a party with lots of cake. And I remember thinking, this is the life. I want to come to church every day. About a year later, I started first grade at a new school. It was the same school my older brother Joe went to, but other than that, I didn't really know anybody else. That following Sunday, I came to Sunday school and I saw a girl named Natalie from my class at school. I remember her coming up to me and saying, "You're Sophie S. from Ms. Navis's class, right?" And since then, we've been friends. Sure, we've had our differences, like when she got the role of Angel Gabriel in the pageant. I was furious. That was my role. But Ms. Paula, being the amazing person she is, created a special role just for me so I wouldn't feel left out. So that year, we had a lead, Dancing Angel, and I got to do a ballet solo in the middle of the pageant. Shout out to Miss Paula for that one. Like I said earlier, I've gained so many friendships that I could probably recall a memory I have with each one of the seniors. I've known Charlie for what seems like forever, and every time I see him, he always has a smile on his face. I remember Claire busting her knee a few times, I think, when I had just dislocated my knee, and having someone to talk to, even if it was during youth night pasta dinner, was something I found very helpful. Emily, I remember playing chopsticks backstage in the Charlie Brown musical, and Asha during the breakfast clubs before Sunday morning church. I remember being in New York City with Emma Giordano and her mom Jessica, roaming around the hotel rooms at 2 a.m. because our room just wasn't big enough. QP, we've had some fun adventures during youth group, especially during that rock climbing trip. And Emma, I actually remember meeting your little sister before you when we tried to beat the hopscotch record after BBS. But soon after, we've become really good friends. Especially during Casa Wasco and the solid youth retreats, when we'd sing around the piano, make s'mores, and blast fix my eyes even after hours. And last, but certainly not least, Sean. Sean, you always brighten up my day, simply by just saying good morning. Throughout the years, I've grown to know each and every one of you, and I'm so grateful to be able to call you guys my friends. One of my favorite quotes is from John 15, verses 2 through 13. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. So go make friends. We see God through the hearts of others. Finally, I would like to thank Reverend Stephen and Emily Katie, Mike, Ian, Holly, and Paula, who have watched me grow up, and my parents and grandparents, who have guided me and loved me these past 17 years. I wouldn't be the person I am without you guys as my role models. And I know no matter how far I go or wherever life takes me, I will always have a home at Asbury.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's podcast from Asbury First United Methodist Church. And again, if you enjoyed this, we encourage you to check out our website at asburyfirst.org and continue to join us on our path to live, to love God and neighbor, to live fully, to serve all, and to repeat. May it be so.